Hi, everybody.
Michelle from Boo Sounds here.
And Hi-Fi George.
We are going to boo our morning coffee.
Or portions thereof. I don't think it's all going to fit in a 10-minute boo, but...
Just taking the filter out. And putting a new one back in, hopefully. By tomorrow, we will have permanent filter.
Yes, that is the goal. That's one thing, though. We're reviewing back a little bit. It's been over a week, a little. And this is the new coffee maker, the Black & Decker. We just bought and meant to boo our first coffee making experience, which we didn't, regrettably, but we're catching up with this one.
Yeah, so I'm just opening up. Coffee, brand new big can of Maxwell House.
With a stubborn seal on it, by the sounds of it.
Yes. Now, what we decided on doing when we got it is we put in our other 10 cupper, which is 3 heaping scoops of coffee.
Which, amazing enough, does work for 12 cups.
Yeah, which works out to about a little over a tablespoon.
Yeah, which in essence does, in this case, 4 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
What we experienced with our previous machine, the Krups, was that you still needed that much coffee to come up with a strong brew.
Yeah.
This one's got a bit of a different taste. Some of that could be the filter, which we'll talk about. We're going to get a permanent filter for this one. We just kind of both thought that, okay, because at one time these things were common, you could just kind of walk to whoever sold coffee makers and get a permanent filter. Not so. This is a flat basket. The other was cone. They seem to have the cone filters readily available, but the ones for the flat baskets, not so much so.
So anyway, I'm pouring in water, as you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you said 4 cup honey. It's 12 cup.
Yeah, that's 4 cups per teaspoon, roughly.
Okay. Anyway, almost done. This has a beautiful locking lid.
Yep.
Like, really locking. And so what I do is I lock it before I even pour it into here. And then it's all done. So anyway, I put it in. That's our lid locking down.
Yep. One big lid covers everything from the fill to the over top of the brew basket and everything.
Mm-hmm. And here we go.
Little click starts it off. Yep. It's pretty quiet. Furnace is running, unfortunately, so you may or may not hear it.
Well, from one of our channels, you will...
Michelle's got a better close-up.
...catch it. Because I'm right in front of it.
It's also a bit slower, I think, than the other one, but then again, 2 extra cups, so.
Yeah.
And this, I don't know if we mentioned, but most of the machines that I've experienced with thermocrafts are whatever they're made of on the outside, plastic or perhaps stainless, I'm not sure. It varies.
Mm-hmm.
This one is stainless steel, both outside and inside.
Yeah.
I thought I should have heard that dripping into there by now.
Here we go.
Has to wet the coffee yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to pause for a bit.
We've got 5 minutes, 7 seconds on.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to get the whole thing in, so probably a good idea to pause.
Yeah.
Pause recording. Pause recording.
Right up to the back of 4 minutes and 48 seconds.
Pause recording.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. We're back. I had an extra step because I had the record at beginning or end. So, anyway.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
We don't get that.
Well, we have the cut options a little bit more accessible. Anyway, 6 cups, that's where we are right now.
Yeah, done half a pot there.
Yeah. So unfortunately, here we've got the fridge running now.
Yeah, wasn't before, but...
No. So I've got it up as close as I can to it. So...
to redo this when it's quieter at some point, but that's hard to regulate. It is winter, and these things are liable to both come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, even in the summer.
Well, even in the summer, the fridge will, but more so the furnace.
Yeah.
Just as an aside, I didn't boo this, but we did wrap up our community garden some time ago. I'm not sure. I might have mentioned it.
Yeah, I think we did something with regards to that when we were wrapping up our own garden.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I do remember mentioning something.
Yeah, taking some of the vegetables, like some potatoes and some turnips to friends for dinner, turkey dinner.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pause it now because we're at 3 minutes. And we've done almost another 2 cups, and I think we should leave it to just before we finish.
Yes, because it'll sound way different when it finishes. Mm-hmm. So. Till then.
Pause recording.
Hey, everybody.
Okay.
This is the last 2 and a little bit of cups of our brewing cycle.
Sounds changed a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was mentioning about the audio boo, or audio boom, the trim feature. Anyway, we have it as that. We don't get asked when we want to resume recording whether it's at the beginning or the end. It's just a question of we have a trim audio that we can activate. So, I haven't missed that entirely. How are we doing there?
We're getting there. We're below 2 cups now. I'm not even stopping.
A lot of times with these machines, you can kind of see different aspects of the brew. I mean, I'm not sure if that top that covers over everything is transparent or how that is.
It's all black and silver. The only thing that's transparent is the water indicator, which is nice and large.
That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Not very tactile, but those who can see would appreciate it. I just sort of guessed when I filled it to run water through that it was... I just went below the seal.
Mm-hmm.
Where the plastic parts meet the stainless steel. The top of this is plastic, so...
Yeah. You're right.
Well, there's no markings at all on the inside of the pot.
No.
Nor are there usually on these thermal carafes. Over-anticipated, although it is kind of... Yep. Nearing the end.